From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The head of the House Intelligence Committee says he will not step down from his post, even though the committee has canceled all meetings this week into whether Russia's interfered with the 2016 presidential election. Devin Nunes rejected Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe. On Monday, the ranking Democratic committee member, Representative Adam Schiff, released a statement calling for Nunes to step down because he said it would be difficult for the public to maintain faith in the investigation. Speaking Tuesday at the Capitol, Nunes dismissed Schiff's call to step away as political and said the committee was progressing with its work.
We're doing a very thorough job on this investigation. As you know, this Russia issue, we have been on it for many, many years, and so we'll continue to be on the issue.
Nunes, a member of President Trump's transition team, met with a source on the White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. Nunes's spokesman said Monday the congressman wanted to have proximity to a secure location where he could view information provided by that source. President Donald Trump has signed executive orders aimed at rolling back many of the Obama administration's environmental regulations. Speaking at the EPA headquarters, Mr. Trump said the move would revive America's energy industry.
Perhaps no single regulation threatens our miners, energy workers, and companies more than this crushing attack on American industry.
Trump's 2018 budget proposal slashes Environmental Protection Agency funding by 31%, including an almost total cut of climate research funds. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul. UN Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville said Tuesday that Islamic State is committing war crimes by using civilians as human shields.
ISIL's strategy of using children, men, and women to shield themselves from attack is cowardly and disgraceful. It breaches the most basic standards of human dignity and morality. Under international humanitarian law, the use of human shields amounts to a war crime.
The UN says that at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. It attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for the city, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. The U.S. military, meanwhile, is investigating a situation in Mosul where a coalition airstrike reportedly hit a building that contained civilians, killing hundreds in that strike. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that might be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people. The Maritime Ministry said the remains were found in the area where crews raised the ship's wreckage last week. The ferry capsized in April of 2014 with 476 people on board, many of them high school students. A total of 304 people died in what is one of the country's worst maritime disasters. The Center for Strategic and International Studies says China has almost finished construction of three man-made islands in the South China Sea, giving it the ability to deploy warplanes and other military weapons on the islands at any time. The CSIS analyzed recent satellite photos and found China's construction of aircraft hangars, radar sites, surface-to-air missile shelters, and runways has been finished or nearly completed. The findings appear to support the contention that China's construction on the islands is designed to strengthen its claim of control over most of the South China Sea. Beijing has constructed seven man-made islands in that area, drawing strong criticism from other countries. And Britain has launched a new one-pound coin, which authorities say will be more difficult to counterfeit. The new coin is made from two different metals and has special security devices planted within it. One in 30 British pound coins are estimated to be counterfeits. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.